conclusion that we wanted to draw earlier, that if someone in the middle didn't make a bracha, only the first person made a bracha, certainly contradicts this. Okay? Amar Rav Yossi bar Abin, homi tam zeh. That's not the reason. Ela zehu sha'omeh l'kot b'torah poteach b'davar tov v'choteim b'davar tov. You don't stop or start with it with the klalot. So therefore, you have to read from before the beginning of the klalot until after the end of the klalot, so that you should end on a positive note and begin on a positive note. Levi bar Patai sha'al Rabbi Huna. Ileina Ruraya, let's go on to the next page. They should be read by one person, and the person that reads the klalot should make a bracha in advance and afterwards. Only the klalot that's in Dvarim and Vayikra. Whatever other places you find klalot in the Torah, do not require bracha lefaneha uliyakra. Rabbi Yonatan Safa de Gufta Nachit Lahacha.
So what are you? So what do we do? I don't understand. So if you don't make a bracha, you just get up and read it without.
Right.
I understand.
Look, there are two extremes here. One extreme is the thing that we had in the Mishnah that we learned last week. Namely, the first person, we have seven people who are reading the Torah. The first person gets up and makes a bracha. He reads. The next person reads. The next person reads, and then the last person makes the bracha liyakra. And the Gemara says that the reason that nowadays we have everybody making a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end is gzeira mishuma nechnasim v'hayetzim. Someone who's come into shul late and not hear that they made a bracha at the beginning would dream of the fact that you were not supposed to make a bracha on the Torah, and this would have dire consequences. I mean, this is a bit of a far-fetched answer to a question of why there was a change. So those are the two extremes. But the picture that's being represented by the Masechet Sofrim is somewhere in the middle, which is that the first person makes a bracha, certainly. The last person makes a bracha, certainly. But then, for certain preferred readings in the Torah, they have their own bracha lefaneha uliyachra. So the klalot, for emphasis, you make a bracha lefaneha uliyachra. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan Safwa de Gufta nach techachet lechacha. Chamala Rav Nuna Safwa kara shirat ha-be'er ubirech lefaneha uliyachra. This particular passage, he made a bracha lefaneha uliyachra. Amar le v'yabdinan kein. Amar le Vyad do not kuzut sarich, kol hashirotu not bracha lefaneha uliyachra. All of the poetic passages in the Torah require bracha lefaneha uliyachra. Ishta'al to Rabbi Simon, amar lom de shum Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein lecha ta'un bracha lefaneha uliyachra, ela shirat hayam, yaseret hadibrot, v'klalot shevetarat konim v'sheva mishnato.
So the custom that they don't make the bracha.
No, we do make a bracha, we just don't break it in the middle. It's news to me.
Yama initially, sir.
Yes.
I never heard it.
It's news to me. If you're testifying to something that you've seen, I'll accept it, but it's news to me.
Is this added bracha for this special passage the same as...
Yeah, the same bracha.
It's not a...
Right. Whether their Birchat HaTorah is the same as our Birchat HaTorah is another question. You see that it's slightly different. However, the idea that you make a bracha lefaneha, he will discuss shortly what the actual bracha is.
Okay.
But whatever it was, their standard Birchat HaTorah, what everybody, the person that was called up first would make the bracha, We say Ashabah Havanu and so on. They will say something a little bit different. Okay? But they would make it not only for the person who was called up first and the person who was called up last, but also for certain special passages. Like we have the custom today of standing up for Aseres HaDibros. They singled out Aseres HaDibros by making a bracha lefaneh ol yechor.
Maybe on the klalos, kishem shemabarak nala tov, mabarak nala ra.
But you see, it applies not only to the klalos, but it also applies to these other special passages. Amar Rav Avu, ani lo shamati. I haven't heard of such a custom. So you see, just like I can say that I haven't heard of your custom, Rav Avu can say that he didn't hear of this particular custom. Okay. Ela nirim hadvarim b'aseret hadibrot. He says it's plausible that you should make a special bracha to single out Rav Yossi bar Avon b'shem Rebbe, tumnati puskai achrayi the Mishnah Torah to unim bracha lefaneh rachrayi. Also, the last eight psukim in the Torah. V'lo kach ein apoteach v'achotem b'torah mevarek lefaneh rachrayi, l'chein tzricha rosh... Okay, so therefore you need it. Now this next phrase, rosh chodesh chashchol liyot v'shabbat, is probably some extra... just a repeat of what's coming afterwards, because it makes no sense as it stands. Rav Yitzchak Schrova Shalat Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rosh Chodesh Teivet Shakal Lihiyot B'Shabbat. Vanekali. So this is Rosh Chodesh in Chanukah, right? The question is, what do you read? So the answer is b'inyan kalot, that they read the readings of Chanukah. In other words, in contrary to our custom, where we continue on Shabbos Chanukah to read the Seder, we just add something, they suspended the normal reading for Shabbat Chanukah and replaced it with this one. In the
B'yom kalot is on the
Oh, yeah. Both rounds. Right, yeah. Parshat Nesim. V'hamaftir v'shel Shabbat v'rosh chodesh. Chol lihiyot v'chol korin v'yom harishon shlosha v'shel rosh chodesh v'arovii v'shel chanukah shekol atadir mechavero kodem mechavero. V'hoil v'kara tchila v'shel rosh chodesh. Then, for reasons which escape my understanding, V'yom sheni yikra shlosha l'chanukah v'arvi'i shalosh chodesh. V'rashech ad sheichem ad sheyishlim kal hashita, v'lama kach shelo bo harvi'i ela machmach musaf shalosh chodesh. Of course, there was a musaf shalosh chodesh the first day of Rosh Chodesh as well. So somehow or other, the Masechet Sofrim is distinguishing between the real Rosh Chodesh, which is the second day, which is the first day of the next month, and the first Rosh Chodesh, which is not really the first day of the next month. But how he manages to fit this in here, by what logic, is not clear.
Well, he's also saying that you can do a two-way split, but not a three-way split.
That's why. That's also not clear why that should be, to be perfectly honest. Now, v'im hayav Shabbat metogim
lo domesh. The fourth one would be the
machter?
The fourth one would be the machter? Rosh Chodesh, do they say a machter?
No.
Read from
the week. V'im hayav Shabbat metogim lo domesh, if the Rav is giving a long drasha, then you cut down on the haftor. Maftirin v'navi, o shlosha psukim, o chamisha, o shiva. You have some pity on the people in shul, so if the rabbi is about to give it to Russia, you shorten the haftorah accordingly. Okay. Ve'en choshishim, ve'en choshesh li'eskim v'yechad psukim. Normally we read 21 psukim in the Navi, but this is mentioned in our Gemara as well. Okay. It means the person was giving more than just translating, but he's giving some drasha. It's sort of analogous to the Dorosh. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barabun, Shirat Halvi'im lo yipratula mishisha kriyot, The simna hazivla. This we retain to this very day. We divide our pazinu into. It's called Shirat Alaviyim because this was the real Shir Shalaviyim Hashayu Amun Bemeta Migdash Bekavan Musaf Beshabbat. Right? The Shir that, strictly speaking, we should say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat after Shachus, the way that the Hasidim do. But say after Musaf, one out of the six portions from Hazinu, because this was the Shir that the Levim used to say for the Kaban Musaf. I don't know of anybody that follows that custom, but it's called, nevertheless, in the Masechet Sofrim, Shirat HaLevim. Okay. And now, Hazinu, Zechor, etc. This is now describing how you're supposed to write the various poems. The siman hatpalata shitim hazinu yerach yerok kamatari etc. Kisirim aledesha and so on. He's listing at the beginning of the lines of the poem of Hazinu. Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, Shirat Hayam v'Shirat Dvorna, Nichtevot Ariach al Gabei Leveina, Ulreina al Gabei Ariach. It's written in the side of construction, right? One brick, another brick, an open space resting on half bricks, and then a brick in the middle, right? Right and left, no, more than that. It's
you have each line.
Yes, yeah, it's
a decker.
No. Like that. Do you have a tikkun here? A tikkun on Kol, then we can see what it is. We don't have it. Shirat Hayam Shloshim Shitin, Oz, Yashir Moshe, etc., etc. This is listed in the beginning of the lines. Similarly, Siman Shirat Dvora, Shishim Machame Shitin, Tatasha Dvora, etc., etc. About the Shirot, David Shebeshmuel Ubetehilim, Lo Natnu Chachamim Shi'ur. There is no specific way in how to organize the lines of this poem, these two poems. Aval Lavla Muhak, Muratzfan Rabtichot, Nachtia, Vesopei Psukim, Vachain Tilim Kulo, Vigyal Vunishle. This is left up to the skill of the and the artistic design of the individual scribe. I don't know what I think that you couldn't presumably give detailed descriptions as to how to write all of Sefer Tehillim.
No, but I'm talking to you.
Well, these were considered as important, and therefore, in order not to lose words and to keep the things emphasized, this was a tradition. I mean, this is a very ancient tradition, so it's hard to know what the original meaning behind it is. Megillat Esther Tzucha Shiotut. It requires lining, just like the Torah itself, because it's called a Sefer, Sefer Nikdash. Aseret Nehanu Malkei Knan Nichtavin Ariach Al Gabei Ariach Ulreina Al Gabei Lreina. Here, opposite, one brick standing on another, not this solid construction, which is alternating construction, but rather one on top of the other. Kol Binyan Bechein Lo Kayin. Makadon mitzvah li kokes it amal of yesu la bkhine va kha va khoy de rab oshia nekhira kede rabin el kaman kadam khanut de rab oshia khaviva khava va va zar o shel no le amal li beshem rab li kok it's essential that they be written this way rab khia vray de rab ada diapo va vyem de shem azir le tsar de besar va amal de khikh de benefika akha de asarat bnei hamani mahem that's our old ancient custom of saying all of the names of Yasar B'nei Haman with one breath. So we see that it extends at least as far back as the Masechet Sofrim.
They didn't repeat it like we try with the Rav, we repeat the whole thing.
That's a late Chumrah of the Ravs. But yeah. The custom of saying it all in one breath goes all the way back to.
And you repeat it?
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slowly, yeah.
Amar Rav Yosi Bar Avon B'katvan Tzarich Shiyeh Ish B'Rosh Dafa V'Et B'Sof B'Aser Shitin V'Aser B'Sof etc. That's just the way in which the page is organized. אמר רב חינן, אמר רב זיר, above the vaisasa, צריך למסקפה כמורידיון את הבר. That's to stand up like a flagpole. מישהו אוכל ספר תורה, now, what about the ברכות that you make on this Torah? So, this is getting late with Amazon. מישהו אוכל ספר תורה, נחלקו שני תנאים בדבר. There's a difference of opinion of how you do this. חד אמר פותח ורואה וגולה ומברך, you look in, you close up the Torah, and you make the bracha. V'chad amar poteach v'ro'eh u'morek. You're allowed to look in the Torah and make the bracha. We effect some sort of a compromise between the two, but to this day, this particular issue has not been completely resolved. Rav Zeir, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Nasba, Rav Shem Monach, v'lachot k'mi sh'omer poteach v'ro'eh u'morek. ומתם וכפתחו עמדו כל העם ומכתיב בתווה ויברך עזרת השם אלוקים הגדול. ומה גדלו? ובגיד למה בשם המפרש? רב נתן אמר בברכה גדלו. והכי מברך, now comes your question as to what exactly the ברכת התורה was. בישרה אומר, ברכו את השם המבורך. ביחיד, כשהוא משכים לקרוא, אומר, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, הנותן תורה מן השמיים, חיי עולם ממרומים, ברוך אתה השם נותן התורה. So, instead of our השבח הבנו מכל חמים ונתן לנו את תורתו, it has a more universal aspect here. It doesn't have בחירת ישראל as part of the ברוך, right?
I don't understand what you think. What you think? Then,
like we have, we make the ברוך השבח הבנו מכל עמים an individual privately when he wakes up in the morning, right? And it's also the first bracha that we make when we read the Torah, that we preface it when we read the Torah with a both. If you're referring to the reading that you make in the Torah in the Tzibur, then it's Baruch Ata Hashem HaMborach, and then Baruch Ata Hashem HaKim Malach HaOlam, etc.
This is just omitted when you say.
The bracha was not said in the morning. It's just emphasizing the fact that that it's just like our custom, except that our bracha is different. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I was at this Reconstructionist shul. It was the first time I've ever attended such a service in New York. And I noticed that the founder, Rabbi Kaplan, made some drastic changes in the siddur, in accordance with his own beliefs. It's interesting to me that in the subsequent times since his departure, they've sort of retreated from his changes in the siddur and come back. They now have the Birnbaum siddur their shul on 86th Street, the Society for the Advancement of Judaism. They still have copies of Mordechai Kaplan's siddur, so I could look into it. And I sort of know it's in Birnbaum's siddur, but I didn't know it was in Kaplan's siddur. And it's very interesting. It's interesting in some sense, touching. He had certain strong views. He didn't believe in Chias HaMesim, so he eliminated all references to the resurrection of the dead. And he also eliminated all references to Bechiras Am Yisrael, the idea that the Jews are the chosen people. He found to be either offensive or a source of anti-Semitism, so he eliminated that from the liturgy, and he replaced them in the bracha of bracha satora. Instead of what we say, asher bracha banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es tarason, his bracha read, asher tovanu la'avodaso v'nasan lanu es tarason. He could have, instead of inventing his own, he could have, in fact, taken. I'm sure he knew about it. He was not an uneducated or unintelligent man. Also, he didn't believe in wanting the restoration of animal sacrifice. So he has a beautiful passage. I thought it was just absolutely beautifully poetic in his Tfilas Musa. Instead of our our praying for the return of the sacrifices, he first mentions the fact that in the olden days people used to bring animal sacrifices, and nowadays we tend to believe that perhaps prayer is a substitute for sacrifice, but really it can't be. That means the person, the poor farmer, or the poor shepherd who brought his precious sheep for a sacrifice was really making a sacrifice, and therefore we should not think that we can just get away in our lives by merely mouthing a few words, and therefore for us, sacrifice means service to the community, social service, charity, and so on. And phrased absolutely beautifully. I mean, it's very hard on emotional grounds to take exception to those things, but of course they've retreated from it completely. They've just simply reverted to the good old Brahman Siddha. However, they don't read more than about a third of the talk. So, as we mentioned last time, the actual reading is more akin to the three-year cycle than it is to
did anybody cycle. Recognize Rebbe there?
I mean, I should have been ashamed to make that
No. Well, I saw Professor Sternberg.
It's possible. There was a bar mitzvah that I could not avoid.
Actually,
it was a situation where there was just no way that I could avoid going to this man's son's bar
mitzvah. On 125th Street, many years ago, I davened right next to the seminary, and that was their shul on the mm-hmm. the side of the seminary, and Mordechai Kaplan used to daven there. It was strictly 100% traditional. There was mm-hmm. everything that the Kavanos, and they didn't make any change at all.
Where did Heschel daven?
That was very strange.
Yeah.
Heschel also daven there.
Another thing that they had, which I thought was interesting, I don't know whether they had, was it was sort of organized after the Kriyasa Torah. They did what he says, namely shortened the Haftorah and the Kriyasa Torah, but then had a discussion, sort of like a Quaker meeting of everybody discussing a topic related to the Parshas HaShavua, which I thought also was, you know, that's certainly not an anti-halachic innovation. Mm. Okay. V'chein, the Goleil Va'omer, the bracha at the end of the Kriya is exactly like ours. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, V'chai Olam Atah B'tochenu, Baruch Atah Hashem Noten HaTorah. That's our bracha, word for word, right?
It's strange.
What?
First is not second.
There you have it. V'chein bin Nevi'im. Now we have a list of the brachot on the Nevi'im, which we'll see is not exactly the same as ours. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Berachah B'Nevi'im V'Tovim V'Ratza V'Divrayhem HaNe'amarim B'Emet. Okay. Believe me, I'm saving you a lot of pages. It took me about half an hour to make the pages. Using tape and scissors to get from about 40 pages to 4.
Is that missed back? Yeah.
But of course, you're missing more than others. Vizet. אחד ממחלוקת בני מזרח ובני מערב, שבני מזרח עונן אותה בישיבה ובני מערב בעמידה. ובכל מקום שנחלקו שני תנאים או שני מוראים ולא בדיק להלכתה כאחד מנהיו, אז לינן בתה המחמיר, כל שכן בשבח ותהילה של אותי עולמים, שהדבר תלוי בלב, לשנות הלכה למעשה שנאמר כל פעל השם למעניו. So I guess he prefers us to stand. I gather that that's the implication of the statement. ואחר כן חוזר המפתיר לעניינו ואומר, נאמר אתה הוא השם אלוקינו ונאמן דורך ודורא אחד מדורך הכל לא יושב ואותם, כי תל נאמן ורחמן אותה, ברוך אתה השם האל נאמן בכל דבריו. נחם השם אלוקינו ציון עירך כבית חיינו, ולעבובת נפש תנקום נקם במהרה בימינו, ברוך אתה השם מנחם ציון בבניה. סמכנו השם אלוקינו באליהו הנביא, עבדך ומלכות בית דוד משיכך, במהרה יבוא ויגיע ליבנו, ועל כיסו לא יושב זר, ולא ינחלו עוד אחרים את כבודו, כי בשם קדשך נשבעת לו, שלא תכבה נערו לעולם ועד, ויאמר תושע יהודה וישראל ישכון הבטח, I don't know the meaning of that last phrase. Baruch ata Hashem matzmiach ken Yeshua la'amo Yisrael. So everything up to that last phrase, which seems a little strange to me, is more or less ours. Al haTorah v'al haVodah v'al haNiyim v'al Yom Ploni haKodesh hazeh, Hashem natata lanu Hashem Elokeinu l'kdusha v'l'menucha l'chavod v'l'tefaret. Al haKol Hashem Elokeinu anachnu modim lo, anu modim lo, u'mevarchim et shimcha tamid elokei yishenu. Baruch ata Hashem mekadesh Yisrael v'yom Ploni. So the implication is that they would make the bracha Baruch ata Hashem mekadesh Yisrael v'chag haSukkot. All right, the Baruch Ata Hashem. In other words, when we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, the chances are that it's a misinterpretation of Yom Ploni. In other words, the original text, the word v'Hazmanim that we say is the actual part of the Gemara, was probably part of a formulary which meant to say that on whatever holiday you would have, you would make fill in the blank. Right. But so it's certainly clear here that they did have fill in the blank, right? So on Sukkot, on Pesach, on right?
How different are texts of the Thesophy?
Is this
a subject of a textual innovation?
No, there are various variants, and if I would have given you the full 40 pages, you would have seen all the different variants on this. This is, you know, there aren't all that, you know, it's not like there are millions of copies of Masechet Sotah, so you can't do a statistical survey. If you look in Heber's book, from which text of this, you'll see a listing of all the possible variants. Heber, H-I-G-E-R, something like that.
But we do fill in some.
We do.
But not in the English again.
Yeah, but I think it's probably a mistake. That we're not more specific. In other words, we should probably say, O Hata Hashem, the Kadesh Yisrael, or Shmini Chag Hatzera, say it. Instead of the Kadesh Yisrael, the Hazman. Chutz mi Shabbat. With the exception of Shabbat, she'eino maskir b'chatima Yisrael, el mekadesh ha-Shabbat b'dilbar, sh'ha-Shabbat kadma l'Yisrael, k'dichtiv k'sheshit yomim asa Hashem el ha-Shamayim b'et ha-Aretz v'yom ha-Shvi'i, Shabbat b'yom ha-Kar. Va'omer, v'u ki Hashem natan lachem ha-Shabbat, sh'ha-Hita k'bar. That Shabbat anteceded the formation of the people of Israel. V'lo amu lo amun kulam, ela k'dei l'kayim b'chot sheva, k'neged sheva ha-Kurim, וכן אתה מוציא ב-22 פסוקים בנביא, 21 נגד שבעה הקוראים, משלושה שלושה, ואחד כנגד חזן הכנסת. באמת דברים אומרים, ושלא תרגמו ולא דרשו, אבל תרגמו או דרשו, המכתיר מכתיר שלושה או חמישה או שישה בנביא ודאי. Again, the emphasis is that you shouldn't miss the challenge. Not spend too much time in shul listening to the drush.
And the drush
no, it's 3, 5, or 7 or something. Not 2, 4, 6. Mafter Shlosha or Chamisha or Shiva
b'Nevi.
Because it's a minimum of
3. Beruth, b'Shir Hashirim, b'Kohelet, b'Echa, or b'Gilat Hasef,
like 5 or 7.
So this is, of course, the Pesach of the Vilna Gaon. It's not our custom. That you're supposed to make a bracha on all of the Megillah. Well, now, I'll Nikra Megillah. Even though they're not separate Megillot, even though you're reading them as part of one large scroll, still they should make Amikah Megillot. The Megillat Esther Amu Shetzirich Laskir Bozman, Ulechak Kiyata Tzirich Hakorei Lechtom Volomar, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, הקהל הרובת ריחה, והנוקמת נתמכתך, והגועלך, והמשיחך, מכף כל הריצך, ברוך אתה השם, הקהל העוזר והנושי. So it's slightly different from our area. It's not a rובת ריבנו, the way we have it.
מה זה המשיח השם?
Just to be honest. Okay. Kineged elbanah shel shkina mevarchim v'yesh omrim kineged elbanam shel Yisrael mevarchim. V'yod amru shekein tzarich liten shvach hodaya al hagdula v'al achdut v'kotein v'ruch ata Hashem ha'el hanekamot המשלם גמול לאויבים ומגן לצדיקים ומושיע עמו ישראל מיד צונאיהם. ואחר כן מקלס לצדיקים, ברוך מרדכי וברוכה אסתר וברוכים כל ישראל. ורב אמר, צריך לומר, ארור המן וארורים בניו. ואמר רב פנחס, וצריך לומר, חלבנה זכור לטוב. So we say all of this in Shoshanas Yaakov. So again, we see that the Shoshanas Yaakov is not necessarily a late poem, but is meant to incorporate all of these ideas. Rabbi Birchia, Rabbi Yomia, Rabbi Chia, Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Kaviyamati, Rabbi Yonatan, Lahadein, Psuka, Asher, Higlan, Nebuchadnezzar, Hava, Omer, Nebuchadnezzar, Roshia, Shachik, Tamia, Umizgei, Letava, Tibuta, Ulevish, Bishuta, and his bones grind into dust. God should give good to the good and bad to the bad. Shneamar, Zecha, Tzadik, Lebracha, Hashem, Hashem, Yirakeh. Hamaftir benavi, who pores al shma, as a consolation prize to the person who got to say maftir, which was considered as a sign of disrespect, you give him to the pores al shma. Beis shma omru b'shma al sefer Torah. Not the shma of Birchat of Shachar, but the shma when they take out the sefer Torah. The hey people teach. What was the custom for taking out the Sefer Torah? Ashrei yoshvei batecha, v'achar kach oved ha-machtir v'yomer, ein kamocha ve'elohim ha-roshem ve'ein kamasecha, mi kamocha ve'elim ha-shem, mi kamocha nedar v'kodesh n'arasi lo sosei chelam, ha-puskol, ha-puskol, ha-mim, ha-shabcha v'chol do'ovdo, ha-shem alach, etzat, ha-shem loch v'olam v'rem, ha-shem kavetz l'ban tzirkoi yavir tora v'yadir, ha-shem oz l'abo yitei, ha-shem yivarech et anor v'shalom, אתה השם לבדך, אתה עשית את השמיים, שמי השמיים וכל צבאם, הארץ וכל השערה, הימים וחשביהם, ואתה מחיה כולם, מצבא השמיים וכל משתחפים. מיד נכנס ואוחז המכתיר את התורה, ואומר, שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד, בנעימה. ואף העם עונים אותו אחרא, וחוזר ואומר, השם אחר אלוקינו, גדול אדוננו קדוש, אחר אלוקינו, אחר אלוקינו קדוש, אחר אלוקינו גדול אדוננו קדוש ונורא השמות. So we have a sort of a shortened, abbreviated version of that. Their sentence with three קדושים make more sense. כנגד שלושת אבות, ויש אמון כנגד שלושת קדושות, בצדקתך אלוהים עד מרום, אתה עשית גדולות אלוהים מכמוך, השם שמך לעולם, השם זכרך לדור הדור, הכל תנו עוז לאלוקינו, תנו כבוד לתורה, גדול השם איתי נורא משהו יחתר, וצריך להגביע את התורה בשמע ישראל. ואלה שלושה ייחודים וגדלו להשם איתי. So it's pretty close to our current...
That is hard to pass with the first.
Right. ועוד צריך לומר... Oh, sure. Everything is better than this. ועוד צריך לומר, על הכל יתגדל ויתגרש וישתבח ויפאר ויתורם ויתנשא ויתעדר ויתעלה ויתעבור ויתרלס שמוע של מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא הנקפט והנורא בעולמות שברא בעולם הזה ובעולם הבא כרצונו וכרצון יוריו וכרצון כל עמו בית ישראל תגלה ותראה מלכותו עלינו במהרה ובזמן קרוב והוא יבנה ביתנו בימינו ביתו בימינו ויכון תליטתנו תליטת כל עמו בית ישראל בהמון רחמיו וברוב חסדיו לכן ולחסד ורחמים וחיים ושלום הוא ירחם עלינו ועל כל עמו בית ישראל ועבור שמר אלוהים הוא אמן. ואחר כך מגביע התורה למעלה ואומר השם אלוקינו גדול אדוננו, אחד אלוקינו גדול אדוננו קדוש ונורא שמר לעולם ועד ומתחיל בנעימה ואומר השם אלוקים על עצמו ויכול עונים על כל העולם וחוזר בכפלו ועונים אותו אחר שתי פעמים מיד גולל ספר תורה עד שלוש דפים ומגביעו ומראהו. Yes, like the Sfarad custom of having the Glila before the meeting. Connecti vatola amom dini minal smolo umasiro lufadav uliachrof shemitzvah lechol ha-anashim v'nashim lirot achtav v'lechol v'lomar v'zot atara asher shem v'shem v'tnei b'nei Yisrael V'yod omer ha'rach Hashem t'mimah ha'shibat nefesh v'yud Hashem be'omara ma'chatimah tefi v'yudat Hashem v'sharim v'sanchei leiv v'zvat Hashem v'ara m'yudat inayim v'yudat Hashem v'ara omer v'ad m'shpatei Hashem emet sadku yaktav v'nechbadim v'tuzahav v'pazvav v'mututim v'dvash v'nat v'tzutim v'amavtir notno l'chazan ha'kneset v'hu עוזר התורה לחסות ראשי הקרואים שאין כבוד להיות התורה יחידו בעיני החזן יחיד וכיוצא בו אינו מן המובחר שיעמוד החזן יחידי לפני התיבה שיעמדו עמו אחד למינו ואחד לסמונו נגד שלושות דבר.
What was that? I'm up to nothing with the chasm. Who? I didn't quite catch the first line there.
He gives it to the Chazan HaKnesset,
yeah.
And he surrounds the Torah with all of the people that are called up. It's a nice ceremony. In other words, all the people that are called up sort of surround the Torah before they then bring it to read.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's that? To cover the heads of the...
I'm not sure what it means to cover the heads. To include all of the... Ozea HaTorah. I'm not sure what that means. It probably means that it's sort of maybe like our custom on Simchas Torah of covering all of the readers, and they all sort of come together to
they have to get there.
But their heads were uncovered.
No, their heads were not uncovered. Here, the Masechet Sofrim is fussy about covering the heads, as opposed to our tradition, where the idea of covering the heads or keeping the head covered isn't until quite late. We'll see here a little later on in the Masechet Sofrim that he's more fussy about keeping the head covered. Mm-hmm. All right, all of this is one interpretation of what it means that the Machtir says gets the Poreis al Shema, that it's referring to the Shema of the Sefer Torah. V'yeshem v'im Poreis al Shema sh'yoma yitzer or v'kadosh v'tam l'davar al ha'blacha sh'v'harech al ha'torah v'yal ha'bodeh. כך היו נקיי הדת שבירושלים עושים, כשהיו מוציאים ומחסירים את התורה, היו הולכים אחרי מפני כבודה. They were accompanied to the Torah, like our custom. Maybe the time is getting up, people are getting tired, it's 9:30, I'll leave you to read the rest of this. Remember, next week I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, so we'll be next week to meet the following week, I hope.